Hi-ho, this is Kermit the Frog here, and you're listening to Nobody's Listening. How was that? Was that pretty good? Yeah, did you like it? Okay, good.
This episode of Nobody's Listening is brought to you by GoToMeeting.com and DrawYouAPicture.com, where you can get just about anything drawn for pretty darn cheap. Check it out, see what I've done for others, see what we can do for you at DrawYouAPicture.com. Also brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use the code PODNAME121 to get your next domain for $7.49. Or save 10% on other services with code BLUE121. That's BLU121.
I got a bad feeling about this.
No! Nobody's listening. No! Nobody's listening. No! Nobody's listening.
You're listening to Nobody's Listening, where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same.
Hey, how you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening Podcast, episode 102, brought to you the week of March 31st. I'm your host, my name is James, and my co-host from America's His At is His Ear. Say hi, Trevor.
His eye?
Yeah, I'm. That's how I roll, man. Don't, just say hi. I told you what to do already. You need to do it.
Oh.
Hi.
Be sincere. Try it again. Take a deep breath.
Hey, everybody. I'm glad to be here.
There you go. That's right. I'm glad you're here, too, Trevor, especially for today's show. You'll find out a little bit more in a little bit. I have a very important announcement to make. But before we get into all of that, this is Nobody's Listening. And we always start with a funny life story. We just jump right into it. So here we go. Opening story by Molly. Hey, James and Trevor, my name is Molly, and I'm emailing from Mexico. My family lives in Oregon, but my dad is on sabbatical for his job. We'll pray for your dad. I know sabbatical's a bad, bad thing. My mom had a bad case of the sabbatical. Yeah, that's funny stuff right there. I'm fairly new at Spanish, so that's my excuse for why this little misunderstanding happened. Does it just bug you when people think they're so cool that they eventually acquire a very annoying way of talking? They slur their speech and talk kind of lazy. I'm from Georgia, lady. That's every single person that's ever existed there. But I guess I get what she's talking about. I'd say it's one of my pet peeves. So a few weeks ago, I ran into one of those people. I was at the middle school, and a cute guy drove up in his car. A middle schooler that drives, apparently. My friend Tony asked me if I would like to meet him. So he calls the guy over and introduces us. Tony talks to him for a while, and I notice he's talking really weird. I thought, uh-oh, it's another one of those guys. So I start mocking the way he talks. It suddenly grows very quiet. Both of them stare at me. Crickets play in the background. Tony shakes his head at me, and the cute guy gets back into his car and drives away. Why does he look so depressed? I ask Tony, and he says, Molly, he's had speech problems all his life.
Ouch.
Yeah. Molly, here's to you, real people of genius. Oh, wow. That's playing right now. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's a little delayed, but by God. Thank you. That's people in the dog pound right there, just like on Arsenio Hall. Anyway. Thank you. Thank you, Molly, for sending that in. We're sponsored today by GoToMeeting. $300, that's the average cost of a domestic round-trip ticket. $49 is GoToMeeting's monthly rate. That's right, hundreds of online meetings per month with all your favorite people is less than just one in-person meeting with someone you hate. With GoToMeeting, hold as many meetings as you want for one flat rate as compared to a curved one. Free voice over IP and phone conferencing included. That's phone, not foam. Oh, business.
You don't want foam conferencing?
No, not at all. Business travel is a profitability killer. So do more and travel less with GoToMeeting, the award-winning online service brought to you by Citrix. Now with half the calories of Citrix Lite. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. For this special offer, you must visit www.gotomeeting.com/podcasts. That's gotomeeting.com/podcasts for a free trial. Check it out. and you'll be glad you did. And tell them Nobody's Listening sent you. They're not going to ask, but just keep spamming them.
Tell them anyway.
Yeah, make them sorry that they ever sponsor us. We're also brought to you by three awesome listeners. Creo, of course. He needs to change his username just so I'll have something fresh to say.
Something new to say.
Creo the man, or Creo / corn on the cob man. I don't know. And then Dean, who's becoming a regular. Thank you so much, Dean from Australia. And Paul Fox. So thank you, guys. We appreciate it. If you'd like to sponsor a show, you can do so. Go to NLcast.com, click on sponsor show, and sponsor a show. All right. It's time for this.
Weekly.
You shut your mouth.
Okay, we can do that. Update.
Time for a weekly update, and it's time in the show where we just take an update from the last 7 days or so. And Trevor, why don't you go ahead and go first? Because I got a heck of one for you.
Ooh, heck of one, eh?
Yeah.
I'm the other day, my youngest daughter, who is two and a half is actually not quite accurate because she's 2 months away from her third birthday now, so almost three. Kicked my butt.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were that short, Trevor.
Well, see, I had to come down to her level for her to do accomplish this, but I was leaning. She was lying on her back and she was playing. And she's very, very flexible in her hips, so she can get her legs like way like straight up and like by her head and all this good stuff. Mm. So I'm playing with her and she's looking at me. She's giggling and. You know, and I'm just kind of having some, you know, good FaceTime with her. And she brings up her legs, and then the right leg comes down, kaboom, right across the side of my face. So I kind of, you know, shook my head. And she's got really strong legs. And I wasn't expecting it either. So I turned around and was like, you know, hi, Kenzie. And just as I turned around and said, hey, Ken, other leg comes down, boom, right in the side of the throat. So I roll over this side with the realization that my 3-year-old daughter has just kicked my butt.
Kicked the living
as I'm gasping for air.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's not something I would share on a podcast listened to by thousands of people. But that's okay. You guys up in Canada, you know, you got nothing to lose, I guess.
I'm comfortable enough in my parenthood and manhood to tell you that my daughter can beat me up with only her legs. She's gonna be a kickboxer or something, maybe. You know,
it's like that scene in the preview from the Adam Sandler movie where his legs are just up in the air. Are those your feet?
I never watched that movie because I know it was gonna be just dumb, but I love that scene in the preview.
Speaking of movies with Adam Sandler, I saw something I never thought I'd see last night. I saw a Disney promo, you know, with the castle with the river between it, you know, which bugs my daughter to no end. Why is that the Disney castle? Yeah. Why is there water? Because she's been to the real one, you know, and she's, like, they're just using their imagination, honey. But then there was that. And then there's Happy Madison Productions right behind it. There's a movie called Bedtime Stories. It was really
good. Oh, yeah, I saw the preview.
It was really good. It was really good. Jen and I watched it last night and laughed our heads off. It was awesome.
Hmm.
So it's no Bolt, but it's pretty good.
So speaking of which, in a mini update that I had forgotten about, I felt embarrassed yesterday in the fact that like I watch a lot of children's programs because I have two young children, you know, 4-year-old, 3-year-old, and we were watching on there's a station up here called YTV, which is kind of above the Treehouse, which is, you know, just all the young toddler age type shows. And then YTV kind of has the next stage up type thing. So we watched some shows on that. And there's a show called iCarly, which is so geared towards the younger audience.
That must be the equivalent to our Nickelodeon.
Because that's a Nickelodeon show. And I was watching it last night and I was laughing my fool head off.
That's
I really enjoyed that show. And it's not geared for people of my age group at all. And no. I know that.
It's a problem.
It's not a problem.
I don't think I can get past this. So,
but her older brother, I think it is on the show, Spencer, the guy who plays, he's just hilarious. He just reminds me of almost a younger Jim Carrey kind of thing. He just has the physical comedy sort of thing down. He's just,
That's
laugh
awesome.
My fool head off.
So yeah, we saw that movie and it was awesome. My turn. Thanks, Trevor.
What was I cutting in on your time?
Not at all, man. Nah, go ahead. It's Trevor's show. Hey, it's all good. All the rules are off tonight. I don't have anything funny this week. I just have an announcement, I guess. Hate to bring it to you, but I've taken, I'm a pastor. I work at church, and some things have changed financially in my life to the point that I have to take a second job. And this is pretty common in pastors. I've been lucky enough to not have to have one for quite a while. But I'm going to be working in a graphic design component of a advertising agency down in Kansas City. I'm really excited about it. I'm going to have to buy a lot of new clothes because it's pretty uppity spankity. Or either that, or I'm going to have to go the total geek thing, let my beard grow up and buy a leather jacket and curl my hair, you know, so I can look like one of those guys. And wear baggy pants with holes in the knees. I don't know what look I'm going to go for. But what it means is I have absolutely no time, no free time outside of anyway, it means that a lot of things in my online world are going to have to take a back seat. Not to mention the webcomic. Geek Loves Nerd is probably going to be a once a month thing from now on. But primarily the biggest drain in my life right now, unfortunately, is Nobody's Listening. And so what I'm going to have to do is this is actually going to be our last episode. So I probably should have told you that in advance, Trevor. I'm sorry, but it just all came down yesterday. That's why I didn't do a show last night. This is Tuesday night. We're doing the show tonight. And I just figured there's no great way to break that news. So, you know, it's been fun. It's been a blast.
And you thought it would be a good time to bring this up now?
Well,
while we're recording?
I mean either that or email. I mean, it's not like we talk on the cell phone or anything.
Well, you could text me now. That would have been nice.
I'm sorry, dude. I don't know. I apologize. I've just wimped out. I didn't know how else to make it happen. I don't know. I don't really have. I mean, I can edit all this out later, but I just didn't have a great way to break it to you. I figured there was nobody in the world that was going to take it harder than me because I mean this has been, you know, my passion for the better part of 2 years and pretty much the gateway to all the other things that I do online. And so it's huge. It's huge. And I don't know. Just give me some grace and let me just screw up and be human just this once.
Well, I suppose you're entitled. It's not like I started this thing. I was just welcome to come along for the journey, I suppose.
I don't know. And we can talk off the air. I don't know. Maybe there's, you know, some I can transfer ownership and it can become a Canadian thing. And that way you guys can make fun of us. I don't know. I'm open. And who knows? I mean, the job's great and all that. But if things change at church and you know, financial things go, I don't want to work two jobs. I don't want to take time from my family and all that stuff. I don't want to make sacrifices like this. So, you know, just keep your ears open, people.
No, fair enough. I mean, and like I said, that was I know when we when I came on, we had talked about because you know when David left, you'd had some stuff, you know, some reservations, and I told you back then, you know, totally. Once it stops becoming fun, it just wasn't worth doing because this is a hobby. This is something that we do for fun. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, agreed. Anyway, let's make funny.
Yeah, that's enough of that. All right. So anyway, moving on. Moving the freak on.
One of the many tools of the devil.
Oh, no!
All right, it's time for the LBB. Obviously, it's me forever. Let it be known in the official wiki that James is the LBB. But this one is really good. Hey, James and Trevor. I thought I'd share an LBB moment from my week. I had just pulled into the parking lot of a restaurant and I noticed that someone was about to pull out from the closest spot by the door. No one else was around, so I waited behind it with my turn signal on. Meanwhile, a giant SUV pulls up from the other direction on the other side, presumably to wait for the same spot. The parking lot has an odd shape to it, so it was a little hard for this other vehicle to see us, but I already had a bad feeling about what was to come. So the car was leaving, and it starts backing out in a way so that I can get right into the spot. I glanced up, though, as I'm moving in and noticed that the SUV was speeding right at my car and slammed on their brakes at the last possible second, like they were going to go monster truck on me and just park on top of me to get the spot anyway. As I open my door, I hear the guy yelling out his window how he was bleeping, waiting for the bleeping spot. I get out of my car and I turn to him calmly to explain that I was actually waiting there first. I saw him pull away and he had already sped off. So, I usually am non-confrontational, but I was really ready to let this guy have it and let him know that he was being a huge jerk. But he took off and he ruined my chance. Waiting to get seated at the restaurant, I did see him get a parking spot that was about three cars further down from the door. So he was a jerk for nothing, as most jerks are. Oh, and while he was heading inside, he threw his cigarette on the ground, a huge pet peeve of mine, and some little old lady in front of him told him that that was no place for getting rid of cigarettes. Which was awesome. In my conclusion, he was a total LBB. Good times, Connor.
Karma.
yeah, it does. So the LBB of the week apparently are people that fight over parking spots, which is a huge pet peeve of mine. Here's my thing. I love people that fight at malls and Walmart for a spot close to the door. It's so stupid. Oh, I got to get close to the door. You know what? You're going to park. You're walking. You saved yourself 15 steps to get the door. And then what are you doing at the mall? You're walking all over 30 acres of mall.
Yeah, I know.
It makes no sense at all to me. You go to Walmart, you park near the front. People could say, we're going to have groceries and stuff. You're pushing groceries all over the flipping Walmart and you don't mind it then. And then you unload them and put them on a belt, put them in bags that don't stay because they're stupid plastic. And then you put them back in the cart and then you're going to complain because you had to push them 15 more steps. So here's my thing. I never would have a story like that because if somebody's going to vie for a spot, I just let them have it. But we do have an unofficial joke in my family. We pretend that when we're looking for spots, we always measure if it's God's will for us to be there by how close to the front we get. And so if we get a close front, spot, it's like, oh, God's will. It's time for us to be here. That's great. This trip will be blessed by the Almighty. It's going to be awesome. And then, if it's in the back, we're just like, oh, we need to go home. This is just not in the will of the Almighty. We're going to be tainted. Something bad going to happen. So I don't know. It's a personal private joke and it should have stayed that way. I apologize. I do. So here you go.
News.
All right. News of the week is apparently, that tomorrow is April Fool's. So what does that make you think about our weekly update, Trevor? I can't let it ride, dude. I can't.
That was the plan,
It was too convincing. I feel sorry.
You told me to act it up.
I know. You did great. But people are going to hate us both. So, April Fools, peoples. I can't do it.
You know, as serious as
I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want the hate mail. I had a change of heart. The tenor of the show is all wrong. There's just this sadness. Nobody's going to want to listen to this episode ever again. I had to turn things around. I cannot help it.
You told me to. I was following direction. I am a good actor.
You did great, Trevor. You did great. Hats off to you, buddy. Hats off to you. That's right. Good job, Trevor. Oh, man. I don't know, dude. So there's your news, people.
But thanks for taking me off the hook because I didn't want to have to play it over the rest of the show. I felt uncomfortable doing that.
Yeah,
really,
to be honest with you. I did too. But anyway, hey, we do have a little bit of real news. Do you know that we do a webcomic? It's a once a week webcomic at nlcast.com. And we illustrate stories that are submitted by our listeners and some other things like inside jokes from the show and all that stuff. So check it out. Also, geeklovesnerd.com has a twice weekly webcomic, a geek gamer dad, a CPA nerd wife, and their two kids that make trying to find something in common worthwhile. Check it out. It's pretty fun. And it's doing really well. I also have a little side project thing that I'm working on in the background, and I'm going to be announcing that pretty soon. And it's for fans of podcasts, certain types of podcasts. So keeping that under wraps for just a little while longer, but I'll be unveiling that probably next week. So I'm pretty excited.
I was
going to
say, I mentioned that this on the forums there in one of the threads, that I love how you say things like, you know, we do a weekly web comic. I contribute nothing. I show up and I talk for an hour. I don't draw. I don't come up with comics.
I say that a lot, huh? I say we instead of
you do.
Well, it's an attempt at trying to not be. I don't know. It's probably the religious side that's been hammered into me my whole life. But they teach you that in pastor school, that you don't ever say you when you're talking about, especially about sinful stuff. You know, you need to stop, because that portrays this image of that I am sinless and you guys stink. So you always say we, and so it's partly that, but I don't know. I'm self-conscious. I don't want to be all like, yeah, I'm just doing all this stuff. Cause dude, there's people out there that make me look like Tom Selleck.
What is your fascination, sir?
No, nobody else knows what I said pre-show. They don't know about Tom Selleck. Hey, speaking of Tom Selleck, let's do this.
Who, me? Who, me?
My favorite Tom Selleck moment in life was right in smack in the middle of a Disney movie called Meet the Robinsons. That was hilarious. So if you know what I'm talking about, send me an email. I'll draw you a picture. Just kidding, I won't. Middle school drama today is pretty good, too. We got some good stuff. Hey, NLCast, one day I wanted to make some popcorn, so I put popcorn in the bag in the microwave, and I set the time. It should be 2 minutes and 39 seconds. Isn't it funny, though? Even a middle schooler knows exactly the time on the microwave. 2 minutes and 30 – what?
That's important to know.
Well, it is. And there's tons of bags that sacrifice their life in order for each of us to figure out the unique time on our yes. own microwaves. It should be 2 minutes and 39 seconds. I accidentally pressed an extra zero and turned it into 23 minutes. I pressed start, and I went off to do other things. About 5 minutes later, I started smelling something weird. It was burning popcorn. I accidentally put a cat in there. I went to the kitchen and saw smoke coming from the microwave. This isn't supposed to happen. This is odd. I didn't know what to do. So I did the best thing I could think of. I ran and got my mom. Hey, Mom, get me in trouble. That's the solution to everything. Let's just say I'm slightly afraid of popcorn now. Love you, Jackie from Nebraska. I'm slightly afraid of popcorn, not completely, but whenever I put one in my mouth, a little chill goes down my spine.
Just a slight chill.
Yeah, I'm only slightly afraid of the popcorn. Oh, don't get that popcorn close to me. Do not put it in my face. Oh, yeah.
I am just hoping that Jackie does not become a firefighter in when they grow up, because I went into – I was going, and I saw a house on fire. So I did the best thing I could do. I ran and got my mom. How about turning the microwave off would have been a good first start to do.
Yeah, I don't know. Pull the door on it. You know, I don't know. There is no smell worse in the world than burnt popcorn. Not one. Matter of fact, most offices have rules that you can't pop popcorn. Popcorn in a bag in an office setting or anywhere is really horrid, because if it smells really good, it makes everyone hate you because you're not sharing. And yes. if it burns, obviously everybody hates you because, you know, they have to smell your burnt popcorn. And there's nothing that smells worse than burnt popcorn except for my son's 1-year-old feet. In his shoes. I don't know why, but he's a stinky boy. Hey, guys. Love the show. Okay. I was on the phone with my girlfriend, and I hear this sound in the background, and she goes, I love you, baby. Being the good boyfriend I am, I say, I love you too, hun. And they and then I hear her bust out laughing, and she says that it was her mom that I said that to. I'm never going to live that one down, especially since I have to take her to the movies now. God bless and keep up the great work, Nathan. Hey, people who listen to the show, can you tell when I add stuff in that's not written in the original email? I often wonder if they can tell. Could I elaborate? How could I tell people? There used to be a guy on the electric company, when he would read sentences, he would make sounds for punctuation and stuff like that. And that way you would know where the punctuation was. I wonder if I should start going right before I say it, so you will know there are quotation marks or parentheses around this statement. It was not originally in the original email. I don't know. So I'd love to hear your tips on that. But that was from Nathan. Nathan may be 31. I don't know. But
as you said, the electric company, all I remember from the electric company is those two big shady or silhouetted heads, you know, where they, you know, one guy would go, and the other guy would go, cat, you know. Do you remember that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I remember more about Circle Square, though. I don't know.
Circle Square.
Yeah. And Romper Room.
Romper Room. Oh, love the Romper Room.
And Picture Pages. Good stuff. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to hit a featured story. It's about Tiki the Rat Mouse. So stay tuned.
Hey, do you guys like comedy? Do you like funny emails? Do you like crazy news stories? Then don't listen to my show. Hey, I'm just kidding. Check us out at J Day's Podcast, www.jdays.com. Or hey, in iTunes, don't be like a teacher on Sunday. No class. You've got to hear this. J Day's Podcast.
Hey, nobody's listening. This is Julian from New Brunswick, Canada, also known as Morbid on the forums. I have a little story for you. Hope you like it. About 4 years ago, I was still in college. I just came home from my day in college and saw my neighbor outside. He had a pile of leaves, dead leaves. It was during fall.
he picked them off the tree.
In it. So, you know, I just figured he just wanted to burn them instead of, you know, throw them away in the garbage or, you know, just taking the easy way out.
He was watering them.
Didn't really think much of it and just
giving him
went
a drink.
Inside my house and put some leftover pizza in the microwave, which takes about, you know, 30 seconds to heat up. Take my pizza and go in the living room, look out the window and see my neighbor still pouring gasoline in the pile of leaves. At this point, you know, I'm panicking a little bit. I mean, I think he's gonna blow up the village, you know.
Y'all call it village?
So I see him light up a match. At this point, I'm, you know, bracing myself on whatever I could find. He throws the match in, and of course,
all I could find was a pizza.
Blows up, you know, flames up way higher than my house. And, you know, like in the movies when there's a big explosion and the guy flies in the air. Like, that's actually what happened to the guy. Like, he flew in the air and he was knocked out for a few seconds. But, you know, he got back up and first thing he did was, you know, look around to see if anybody saw him because he was looking pretty stupid at the moment.
That's the first thing he did.
Yeah, of course.
Fortunately for him, I was the only one that saw him. And
I had a pizza.
So, you know, I went to see him and see, you know, if he was okay. I get there and his eyebrows are all gone, his beard, you know, it's all gone, burnt out, you know, he just looks at me and he says, "Man, that stuff is flammable."
Really?
Yeah. Greatest guy. Well, hope you liked it. Later.
It was all right. It was all right. That was pretty funny, actually. That was.
At the beginning of the story, I was thinking the only reason why you played that was because that when people think of a Canadian accent, that's it.
No, right, that's not. I've never heard that. He sounds Cajun to me.
No, he's obviously French Canadian,
Franco American. That's a type of pasta down here, by the way. So yeah, he's a Franco-American. But no, yeah, he's that was awesome. This is a good story, and that is not what most Americans think of as a accent. We think of the Mounties with the A thing, the whole get your beans, eh? You know, that kind of thing. So that guy, nothing like that. So you can't tell us what our stereotypes are, okay? Just stay out of that.
Why not?
Because they're ours. Here we go.
Oh.
Featured story.
All right, it's time for the featured story. Featured story is always the story that we tell that's featured. And it's really no better or worse than any others, but some reason, just us calling it featured, you seem to laugh harder. So that's why we did this. This was going to be my weekly update.
It makes it special.
It does. But we decided to play our little April Fool's joke. And so now the featured story is about Tiki the Rat Mouse. Okay. And most of our stories have to do with the past. But this one is the past, but it's the recent past. It's the last couple weeks. Because due to a series of unfortunate events by Lemony Snicket, I have not recently been able to sleep in the same room as my wife. No, it's not explosive gas or any kind of issues like that.
Snoring?
I hate our bed. I hate it. And she hates it too, but we can't afford anything better. And we've got this futon mattress down in the basement that I love. And I a lot of times if I'm staying up late mixing down the show or whatever, I'll just plop down on this futon. It is amazing. It's awesome. It's just not big enough for the both of us. And Jen hates sleeping down in the basement. We tried to do it when we had family over. We gave them our room because she hates it because the basement it's unfinished. It has a lot of sounds. Every time the heater turns on, obviously the metal, what do you call them? Vents that run the length of the entire basement tick and moan and move. Cause you know, metal, gets bigger. And I wouldn't call it contracting. I would say extracting. I don't even know what the word is. I don't know. I don't have a clue. But that's what it does. It grows bigger, turns into a giant version of itself, like an opposite Shrinky Dink. I'm exaggerating. But it makes noises. But through the eyes of my wife, that's exactly what's happening. See, I spend a lot of time in the basement. My office is down here. My 360 is down here. There's nothing I need upstairs other than the toilet. A.K.A. the WC, A.K.A. the bathroom. Okay, what do you guys call it up there in Canada? The toodle? I don't know.
Bath. I call it the head, but because of my.
It's the washroom, eh?
The head.
The head, eh? So anyway, she sees this place. She hates it because we have hardwood floors upstairs, and anytime somebody walks, it sounds like King Kong is doing the hula up there. And anytime somebody drops a fork, it sounds like somebody dropped the F-bomb down there. Okay. It's just everything's very loud and very exaggerated. And I've learned to adjust my hearing for that. When I hear somebody that sounds like somebody pushed my 1-year-old son down the steps, I realize it's probably a block with the letter A on it that has just spun down, you know, maybe a little, a classic poo block has stumbled its way down the stairs. My wife, though, she's down here when something like happens. Oh boy, she makes a beeline for the door, rips it open. What is going on up here? And she feels a little embarrassed when she finds out all it was a little piece of poo's head that fell down the incline, also known as stairs. I forgot the word for a minute. Be nice.
Incline?
Yeah, it's an incline with different levels. It's not quite a ramp. It's like an
escalator, but it doesn't move.
Yeah, it's like a jigsaw. It's like a zigzag. It's like one of those folding fans from elementary school. I can remember everything but the word stairs, okay? So anyway, all I had to say, the I love the basement. I love it. I live it. I breathe it. I've adjusted for it. My life has, it has more meaning because it's here. And so it's natural. If I'm up late, I'm just going to go slide over I'm looking at it right now. Let me describe what I'm sleeping on here because it's so important to the story.
I'm sure it is.
We have a roll of carpet that we will eventually use when finishing the basement. We bought it at the same time we bought the rest of the carpet. It's just rolled up. So I'm like, hey, you know what? Why should I sleep on a floor? I don't want to sleep at Lowe's, you know, because it's like this finished concrete floor. I don't want to sleep at Lowe's. I want to sleep in a room. So I unrolled some of the carpet, and then I laid the futon mattress down on top of that, and then I got it all made up, and it's just great. And it's great. I love it. I love it when the air heater turns on. I love it when the ticking happens. I love it when I can hear somebody peeing upstairs. I can hear it. It's terrible. And then the flushing and the water running. It's like, you know, other than the fact that it's sewer water, it feels like I'm in a spa and there is a temporary waterfall going on. It's just great. Especially as you hear the toilet filling back up. So anyway, all that detail, all that excruciating detail to tell you that I'm fine with every single sound in this house except for one that started 2 weeks ago. All right? Mm-hmm. It was during a windstorm, and the wind was just blowing. I mean, Trevor's mentioned the last couple shows there's been storms outside our house just the last few weeks. And and I start hearing this sound. It's just a little tick, 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 tick. Tick, 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 tick. And in my sleep, I mean, it's loud enough to wake me up. In my sleep, I imagine there is probably, and this makes no sense in big world. I mean, like in real town, like my daughter calls it real town instead of real life. So I'm going to say real town, okay? In real town, it makes no sense because the basement is covered by a hallway, and then there's bedrooms, and then there's the roof, and there's no attic or anything. But I imagine in my sleepy world, that there was a pipe that went all the way up through the house, and it was a vent of some sort, and it was up on the roof, and because the wind was blowing it, it was ticking against a rafter or a baseboard or something like that, okay? And so I kind of blew it off, and I tried to add it to the collection of sounds to ignore and downplay in my head. Couldn't do it. Tick, 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 tick. After two or three nights of this, I realized that this is probably a critter. Okay. So as it's happening, I try to run over and climb up on top of a chair or something so I can start to hear. Is it coming from the vent? Is there a critter inside my vents? You know, in my ductwork? Is there a critter inside of this tube that comes down from my dryer? That one, I put my hand on the tube, and as the ticking continues, I can feel it vibrate. And I'm like, holy crizzle. There is a mouse inside here, and it's eating something. It's ticking, and that's what tick, tick, tick. Well,
dryer mouse.
Yeah, dryer mouse. Well, I took the whole thing, and it's even bent as I'm looking at it over there. I took the whole thing and rattled it around, and I'm like, this mouse is going to get the smack beat out of him. He's going to hit the top and the bottom and the top and the bottom. He's going to decide, I do not want to be inside this dryer vent. And, but even as I'm shaking it, the sound continues and I'm like, no, he didn't. So I think maybe he's in a part of the vent, like near the entrance, if you can call a vent having an entrance, but on the outside of the house, maybe he's just chilling right there. Secret of Nim Mouse has thought about it. And he's like, you know what? I'm not going to go all the way in because that would be too violent. I'm going to stay on the edge where the vibrations are minimal. Maybe he's smart. I don't know. Maybe he's stealing my electricity. I don't know. Maybe he can make a concrete block fly. I don't want to tick him off. So I go outside. And I realized very quickly the vent is a good 4.5 feet off the ground. There is no way that this mouse could scale the wall short of being Jacob Marley. I'm sorry. I just skipped shows. That's Nightmare Before Christmas. Or, wow, that's three now. Never mind. Short of him being an amazing explorer, there's no way he can scale the side of the wall. So I'm thinking there's a bird in there. There's a bird. Mm. It's got to be a bird. Bird's a word. He's inside the vent.
Yeah,
and
a bird. Yeah,
and I look, and sure enough, the cover, the vent, the cover, the grate, the holy grate has fallen on the ground. So I pick it up, clean off some of the vent smack, and I put it back on. And I'm thinking, well, if he's in there, you know, the spirit of David Kennison came out. If he's in there, he's going to fry. He's going to be vented to death. and then I will capture him in. He surely will try to get out. He'll be in the vent. I'll shake the vent away. Be great. If he's out, then it's all good.
He's going to be dried to death.
Well, the next few nights, I hear it. Tick, 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 tick. Dear God, he's in there. And so what I did is I would turn on the dryer. Turned on the dryer. Or my wife would run the dryer. I realized I never heard it when the dryer was on. And I'm like, okay, maybe it's got to be a bird. It's got to be a bird. It's springtime. They're coming in. They're picking lint out of the inside of this tube. And they're taking it to mama. I mean, to mama. The baby birds. You know, it's a stay-at-home mom. She's busy. She sends the babies out to build the nest, I guess. So that's what I'm imagining. That's what I'm imagining is happening. Okay.
She's got to watch. She's got to watch her stories. Yeah. So she doesn't have time for that. Yeah. You know?
So, anywho, I figure that's what's going on. And, I'm trying to remember I just want you to understand this thing was driving me absolutely crazy. I could not find the source. I figure, okay, I must not be right. Maybe that is not where the bird is. Maybe it's up inside the floor. And so when I hear the ticking, which is very unpredictable, it seems like he knew I was there. Like trying to find a cricket that's behind your sofa. The minute you pull the sofa out, he quits crying, and then you put it back and he's chirp, 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 you know, that kind of thing. I figured he can see me. He's in my house. And so my wife comes down one night. We're watching a movie, and she hears this sound. Tick, 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 tick. And it's really loud at this point. And she's like, what in the heck is that? I'm like, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's a mouse. It's a mouse in the vent. I've been dealing with it for a couple weeks. It's fine. Her eyes light up like dinner plates. Like the guinea pig in bedtime stories with Adam Sandler. Her eyes get so huge. And I immediately realize I need to soften the blow a little bit. So before I can think about it, I just name him. If I can name him a cute name, maybe she'll accept him in a way I never could. And so he becomes Ticky the Rat Mouse. I'm like, it's just Ticky the Rat Mouse. He's just a little tiny rat mouse. And he's inside our vent. And he's just eating some stuff. And when we turn the vent on, or we turn the dryer on, he will leave. And it'll be great. And in spite of herself, she starts laughing. And she thinks it's funny. And I'm like, Ticky may be a rat mouse. He may be a tiny bird. I do not know at this point. But either way, I'm going to take care of him. And she just needs to be told that I'm going to take care of it. She doesn't care. She hates the fact that he might be crawling. She asked me questions. Does this connect to the vents in the house? Does he have full run of the house? What's going on? How do you know he's not going to get up in the dryer and have his, you know, because everybody knows once a mouse gets in your dryer, it's over. I mean, you know, I've never heard of such a thing, but anyway.
Eating your socks.
Yeah. It's terrible. He's got static, you know, he shrinks. It's this tiny little rat mouse. Anyway, Ticky the Rat Mouse becomes like a thing for us to laugh about. And this was as recently as day before yesterday. Okay. So we're nearing the end of this drama. I know by now you're wondering what in the heck was the noise. And so I go outside to check, because my theory is if Ticky is getting inside the vent still, then my grate that I put back up must have fallen off. I go out there. The grate is intact. I say, Jen, I'm going to call you when I get out there. I want you to turn on the heater or the dryer, because my theory is that Ticky leaves when the vent comes on. So I'm going to be there to get him or capture him. And sure enough, as I round the corner to check on the grate, I see a small and tiny bird just kind of fly suspiciously past me. I've seen birds before, but this one had a look on his face like he was up to something, and he climbed inside of a bush, surely to await my departure so he could climb back up into the vent and make the ticking noise. So Ticky may have been a small bird. Well, like I said, the grate's intact. I call my wife. She activates the dryer. She doesn't even answer the phone. She just knows it's our secret code. The air starts coming out of the vent, and I wait. And nothing to God happens. Nothing. Nothing. I'm like, This Ticky has some sort of power. He is resistant to the heat. Or maybe he's dead. Maybe he's not in there. I don't know. Maybe he's small enough to get through the grate, because it's a pretty big grate, you know, thick grate. It's not meant to keep anything out. It's just, I guess, other than cats. And my wife, by the way, thinks Ticky is a cat. And I'm like, there's no way a cat got in there. Cats are not that stupid. And plus, you'd hear, rawr. Oh boy, I burped in the middle of that. That was awesome. You'd hear a burping cat inside your vent. Okay.
And nobody wants that.
And my wife's concerned, because what if Ticky dies inside the vent? Then the lint builds up. Then there's a fire. And fire is like one of her big fears. She doesn't like it. Refuses to cook with it, which makes it difficult. Kidding. So anyway, long story short, I come back inside, and I'm going through my theories with my wife, and I'm like, okay, I don't know. I'm just going to go out there, and I'm going to get a piece of stick or something, and I'm going to wedge up in there. I'm going to wait for Ticky to come back. I'm going to check this thing out. I'm going to see if there is a way I can take the vent off completely, the vent cover, and see inside of this thing. I'm going to go and get a chimney sweep kit like Dick Van Dyke had in Mary Poppins. And I'm going to start at the top and I'm going to push whatever's in it out, you know, from the, I had all these ways that I was going to eliminate this thing. And I go out there and, I realize I go out there a third time. This is the third time I've gone out there and I'm like, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait and see if I can hear the sound from outside the house.
Ah, smart.
Yeah. And maybe then I could figure, and sure enough, I start to hear this sound, tick, 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 but it sounds weird. I turn around, there's some stupid kid tick-tacking on his skateboard behind me. And I'm like, no, surely that's not the sound. It was at 3 a.m. This kid is not that determined to learn to tick-tack on his board. If you don't know what tick-tacking is, then you're not cool. Cause that's the only thing I know. It's when you put, I don't know. Do you put your feet on each side of the board and then you wiggle back and forth like you're walking? It's not really a cool trick. It's just something I could do. Maybe I made up a name for it. I don't know. But that, it sounded close, but no cigar. That there's no way that kid could fit inside my vent. So I eliminated him as a suspect at that point. Okay. But I hear the sound again. And oh, I zero in and I look up past the grate inside the vent cover. And I realized that there was another cover, a circular hinged door that was on this vent that would was on a spring, apparently, that had weakened because the wind blew past the house and this little door goes tick, 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 tick. So, yeah, Ticky was a flipping door on my vent for 2.5 flipping weeks. Ticky. And so I go back in, I'm laughing out loud at myself how dumb I am. I'm like, Jen, Ticky is a stupid door. There's a door on the vent. And so we start going through all my theories because I was so smart. I was like, Ticky leaves when the air comes on. Well, now, yeah, we know why, because the air was keeping the door open. And Ticky would magically come back whenever the stupid thing and the wind blowing and all the other hundreds of things that and it was just this easy, dumb, stupid fix. So Ticky the rat mouse was nothing. And my wife was relieved and she was laughing at me. And I now at this point I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fix it. I still haven't gotten to that point. The story has no happy ending. I still hear Ticky, and I miss him.
but yes, and now you've bonded with Ticky. I mean, you've spent so much time.
I was a little upset because I'd imagined what Ticky looked like. You know, I named him Ticky the Rat Mouse. So anyway, that was a big story. I was hurt. That hurt me to tell that because it's dumb, for one thing. It's the worst story I ever told. But but it's 100% true, by God, you know? So, yeah.
Anyway. I think you should have ended up with Ticky being the skateboarder in your No. I think that's the better. It's just this little midget skateboarding in your dryer vents.
So Jen and I just had so much fun laughing about all of our because I was thinking, we were talking about it at dinner. We'd pause a movie and talk about it when we'd hear it. You need to go get something and push it out, you know. And I saved myself the money of buying my Dick Van Dyke cleaning kit because I was like, well, we'll just turn the heat on. You know, I thought I'd had it all figured out. And of course, when I went out there that time, the reason I didn't see the door is because the vent was blowing and the door was up. And so it was only that magic moment when I went out there, not with any other purpose other than to hear it, that it finally worked out. So I don't know if there's a moral to be taken from the story. It is don't listen to the show anymore. That's the closest to anything good I can take away from this. We just wasted your time. There is no Ticky. Everything's a lie.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is 10 minutes of your life you will never get.
Never.
Back.
And if you listen to it again, like some of you do, you're just killing yourself slowly. The end of your life is getting closer, and you've got nothing to show for it except for another playlist on our podcast in your iTunes. So,
and we thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We love you. Hey, let's do some. I'm going to push the button.
Don't push the button. You know what? I always try to interrupt you because you always go to those transitions so quickly before I can follow up on stuff. And I sound like an idiot because I'm trying. It's like, oh, we're going to try some of this.
So what were you going to say?
I was just going to say I actually did have a family of birds living in one of my vents. and Tiki was real in my world. We actually had a mother who had actually the grating had fallen down. It wasn't our dryer vent. It was one of the ones that comes off of our stove, the vent over of our stove. And a mother had actually gone in there and made a nest and laid eggs, and they had hatched. Like, we could hear we didn't hear a ticky. We heard little chirping. We heard chirping in our vents, and there was like four little baby birds.
Well, so much ticking going on, dude. I'd imagine that this bird had gone out and told other people, hey, I found a gold mine. Come on. Just make sure if it's blowing, do not go in there. It's very hot. Man.
I mean, you don't want part of that.
The part that's really irritating is there was no one to transfer all. At least I had embodied my hatred to an object. But how do you hate a little flappy door? You can't. I love that little flappy door. It's not his fault. It's the spring's fault. That's like blaming the waitress for the cook backstage. You can't blame the waitress because she told that cook there was no tomatoes on that veggie wrap. She told him that. And the little door, he just does what the spring and the wind tells him to do. It's not his fault. I know. He's so cute. So let's do this.
ENV mail.
Thank you for calling.
Hi, Mike. Oh, sorry. Hi, James and Trevor. How's it going? Adam here. Adam sounds like a dude, so. The other day, by the way, Adam, I'm going to guess that you're a guy. Hey. That could backfire. The other day, it was really warm out. Don't you hate those guys that are so cool, they talk however they want? It was really warm out, and all the snow was melting. And all the leaves were brown, and the sky was gray. And I went for a walk on a winter's day. I went to shovel all the snow out from in front of the unused bedroom door. Okay. My bedroom door is inside my house, y'all. But apparently his goes outside and has snow in front of it. But so he lives in a strip mall, apparently. So anyway, he shoveling the snow. So it wouldn't be a big puddle like last spring. You remember? Remember, Trevor? Last spring? Yeah. I finished hacking through 3 feet of it, and literally 5 minutes after, a huge pile of snow falls down the slanted roof and lands right where I just finished shoveling. So I go back out and relocate that big pile, and as soon as I finish, the rest of the snow falls in front of the living room door. I grab the shovel, I bite it, and I shoveled that pile. Then I thought, I'm going to email that show. Which is the whole reason this email made it on the show. And by the way, dadgum, is that spelled right? Dadgum, you guys. As I started listening to you guys, I got hooked. And you won't let me listen to music anymore. But thanks anyway, Adam. Adam, thank you for writing in, dude. I love reading emails. I hate it. I hate snow. I have no childhood memories of snow at all. All I have is adult memories. And
I say, you grew up in Florida, dude.
I know. I remember. Thanks. Thanks for reminding me.
You had hurricanes.
Yeah, I remember. Thanks for reminding me of that too. I lost my best friend. Not due to a hurricane, but
generally speaking,
I just misplaced him. when my son was 2 years old, his favorite movie was Spider-Man. He watched it over and over and over again in his room. I love that. Son's 2 years old. Has a television in his room, people.
And is watching Spider-Man?
I'm 35 years old. I still don't have a TV in my room.
I had one. I gave it to my daughter for her playroom.
I don't know. I don't think TV should be in kids' rooms. How's that going to be a punishment room? That's like a standby. Yeah. Go to your room. Okay, fine. I'm going to be bad tomorrow, too, because I can watch Spider-Man. One day, I was walking past his room and looked in to see what he was doing. Of course, Spider-Man was on again, and I looked closer and noticed he had his older sister's Barbie doll and was standing very close to the television. The scene where Spider-Man kisses Mary Jane in the rain while hanging upside down was on. My 2-year-old son was practicing to be Spider-Man. He had Barbie upside down and was kissing her. I couldn't help myself. I busted out laughing, and I spent the rest of the day teasing him about kissing Barbie. I know I should feel ashamed for making fun of him, but I don't. Thanks for letting me tell my story, Vanessa. Yeah. Yeah, after having your son with a television in his room, allowing him to watch these two people macking for hours on end. Yeah, yeah. You making fun of him is nothing. You go ahead. Nah. We'll give you that one for free. No guilt. No. Poor little guy.
You have too much on your plate.
He's 2 years old, and he's macking with Mary Jane. He's got it backwards, though. I'd have been more impressed if he was hanging backwards upside down off his bed and Mary Jane's standing on the ground, or Mary Barbie, or whatever her name is. Mary Jane Barbie.
What?
Does Mary Jane still mean what I think it does in the vernacular? So don't stay off the Mary Jane, people. All right. Hey, James, I used to listen to every show, every episode, the day after it came out on my MP3 player, but I've been laid off from work and where the computer would actually recognize my device. Anyway, I've started to catch up and listen while I'm painting the bathroom. So I just listened to episode 99 a couple days ago, and about fell over when you talked about Jenna calling him Bubble Fat. Boba Fett. Yeah. My son, he's 6, just got Lego Star Wars a couple weeks ago, and we've been playing it like crazy, and he called that rascally bounty hunter Bubble Fat too. Thanks. Take care. Love the show, Shannon. Yeah, them darn kids and their funny things. She corrected me the other day because I've been saying Bubble Fat kind of to tease her. She doesn't even know. But she's like, no, Daddy, it's Boba Fat. And I'm like, holy crap. Now I look like the idiot. That's awesome.
It's like, oh, sorry.
She's going to be having her own Jenna cast and be like, you know what my dad said. So anyway, let's play a voicemail real quick. We're going to get here's Drunk Paul.
I hope this is still nobody's listening. What? Where's your voicemail? Where'd it go?
What?
This is Paul the Drunk, by the way. Today is Saturday, I think. I'm not even really sure what day it is.
I don't know where I am. Yeah. He just starts laughing.
So, I've been on like a selling streak, man. I've been selling stuff left and right. That's what's new with me. I sold my Xbox 360. I'm selling my laptop right now. I sold some cell phones. I'm selling some speakers. I'm selling all kinds of stuff.
I'm selling people's cars.
I got it. I don't have Dead Rat, though. Dead Rat is gone.
So, not for sale.
I'm selling my family. I'm selling your family. I'm selling everything. So if you want something, you want a redheaded little sister, I got one or two. I'm selling my laptop right now. I'm selling this voicemail. You owe me $12.
Please pay me by PayPal. Oh, I sold my computer. I cannot get it.
I sold PayPal. I didn't even own it. Bless God. This is awesome. I'm a selling fool. Here's something from Rob from Dallas. Hi, bearded lady and rat face. Apparently, I've said something about being a bearded lady. I don't remember. Love the show.
I'm just glad somebody didn't call me Princess Ratface again.
That's only Sheeta. Love the show, especially the part about swing sets and not being real unless the legs come out of the ground when you swing on it. This reminded me of my own swing set misadventures and other questionable things I did as a child. I was about 10 years old when I was banned from the swing set in my own backyard. We'd had the set for about 5 years and 2 houses. My dad was in the Air Force, and he did indeed break down the swing set when we moved from place to place. My dad anchored the set with quick-setting cement when I was about 10, and I was able to swing high enough to pull the swing set out of the ground. My dad was not happy, as I recall. I uprooted the swing set, therefore making it unusable for my little sister. I almost agree with the statement that a swing set isn't real unless you can catch some air. However, at my elementary school, the swing set there seemed very gigantic, and my friends and I would have a race to see who could swing the highest and the fastest. The competition always seemed to be fierce enough, and soon enough, we found ourselves standing in the seats, pumping through the transition of the swing, and setting our bodies nearly parallel with the ground when we reached our total height. We would loosen our grip and on the chains while dropping our feet off of the seats to let ourselves get some air to float for a few seconds. One or two more good pumps on the set, and then we'd let go and jump off the swing. A friend of mine broke his leg doing this in fourth grade, and that was the last time I saw him before he moved away. He was in a wheelchair with a full leg cast when I saw him. I'm proud to say that my friends and I were the reason the swings were closed at the end of fourth grade. Love, Rob from Dallas. You know what, dude? I think swings are pretty much gone after fourth grade, regardless, because you're big.
Because you're too big.
You're grown. Blunt. And you're too creative, apparently. There's a question coming in from a listener.
Hi, James. It's Jetpack Blast from the
And Trevor.
Yeah, you come and see me. I haven't gone to Cam yet.
I don't know what you just said.
I just wanted to ask you one question.
Okay.
What is the reason you began the Nobody's Listening podcast? Just wondering. Bye.
Okay, we started Nobody's Listening. We haven't said that for a while. My brother and I had a very interesting life growing up, and it developed a lot of stories that you'll hear in a lot of the early episodes. And we used to tell people these stories nobody believed us, especially my brother. When he got out of high school and went out and about his business, he met a lot of new people, would tell him stories. They'd say, no, that's not true. He would call me on his cell phone doing a three-way call, and he would like, dude, tell this story. Let's tell this story to this person. And we'd tell the story, and they'd laugh their heads off, and they'd believe us and all this kind of stuff. And when I found out about podcasts, I was like, dude, we, instead of telling one person at a time, which really was taking a long time and a lot of cell phone minutes, we figured, why not start a show about our life stories? Well, obviously the show has evolved a bit. David's moved on and on and on and on, and it's become more about you guys' stories. Because my theory was everybody has a great story. Not everybody knows everything about tech and gaming, and not everybody knows everything about computers and blah 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 and learning Spanish and all the other podcasts that are out there. But everybody has a funny life story. And so we wanted to give people a chance to tell those. And so the show is – I love what the show has become. And so I'm pretty happy about that. So thanks for asking. Good question.
I'm rather fond of it too.
Yeah. I've only made one mistake in the whole show. But he's working out pretty good. Hey, James and Trevor. Firstly, thanks for reading my email. If you do read it. If not, then I hate you. Secondly, I was just listening to an older episode of the show. And I heard a story some dude had told about – going in the women's restroom. And I'm not trying to sound snarky, but my story totally beats his. I was 10. It was summer and it was day camp. And it was my first camp. And I was also, I was already a little awkward around everyone. It was the first week and it was swimming day. And the counselors had sent us all to get changed. All the girls in my bunk were changing in the bunk room, but I was uncomfortable getting dressed in front of everyone. So I went to the bathroom to change. I go in the bathroom into a stall and proceed to put on my swimsuit. The door opens, and I don't think too much of it because people can come and go if they want. It's a free country. But I hear boy voices. I freeze. My eyes are wide. I can't breathe. Moving as silently as possible, I peek through the gap in the stall door and its frame. Not only are the boys beginning to change into their swim trunks, but one of them is my rabbi's son. Yes, I am a Hanukkah celebrating Jew. And I know I said that wrong. That's the way we say it on Nobody's Listening, because we're making fun of Southern people that don't know anything about culture. Bless God. By this point, I am mortified more than I've ever been in my life, and I'm convinced that my life is indeed over, because surely no one can feel so uncomfortable and embarrassed and still live. Apparently, my 10-year-old mind had not processed the thought, wait a minute, they haven't noticed, let's just wait this thing out until they leave and then you can go, because all I could think of was, get me out of here, oh my gosh, they're getting undressed, ooh, boys. I open the stall door, face as red as a beet, and I run through them and out the bathroom. The boys look horrified. Where did I come from? Why was there a girl in the boys' bathroom? I slammed the door shut behind me. I came face to face with their counselor, who had seen the boys go into the bathroom. She was understandably confused. Where? She began, but I screamed, I don't know! And I ran covering my face, trying to hold back tears. The only upside to this debacle was the fact that neither the rabbi's son nor his friend ever mentioned the incident to me, for which I am eternally grateful. So if he's listening to this, thanks. And also, I'm sorry for bringing it up if you had forgotten about it, because your family is coming to visit mine next week, and that would make for some really awkward conversation. Yeah, anyway, thanks, guys. I just discovered your podcast last week. I absolutely love it. Thanks for making a clean comedy podcast, because it doesn't make me feel guilty when my parents check my iPod to see what I'm listening to. Thanks, Sarah. Well, it's good that we are down with the Hebrews. That's awesome.
We're multi- religion.
No, that's a culture, dude, and a religion. So word. Thank you for your awesome email. Let's see what time it is. We are over time, bless God. We're gonna have to stop there. Thank you everybody for listening. Thank you so much. We got a few voicemails we'll put at the end, and thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to Rob Gobers for our theme music. Thanks to our spouses for letting us record. Thanks to you, Trevor, for being here with me, bud.
And thanks for making me feel horribly uncomfortable at the beginning of the show.
Thanks to our contributors and everybody who listens. And remember, when you are telling a story, tell it as if nobody's listening.
I still like that. That is good.
Thank you. I'm going to change. Yeah, that's what it's going to be from now on.
It's like the tagline, man. Like it takes away from what the show was self-deprecating at the beginning. Now it makes sense.
That's right.
Now it's peaceful and soulful, you know?
The NLCast fun doesn't have to end. Join us online at NLCast.com for features, forums, webcomics, and all the social networking connections you can handle. Share your stories and comments via email. Nobody's listening to us at gmail.com or call them in at 816-298-0823.
Hi, James. This is Miss Eugen from California. And this is probably not going to be played, but I just wanted to share with you something. Basically, I was in this class, and I heard this person going like, ah, ah. And then I just assumed that it was one of my guy friends who kind of liked to fool around. So I just yelled like, shut up. And I kept on hearing like, ah, ah, right? And then I again like yelled like, shut up, right? Well, it turns out there's this deaf person and he was trying to learn how to speak. All right, okay, that's it. Bye.